Good morning. I'm Alex Degman, in for Adora Namigande, and this is The Rundown. Chicago officials began evicting migrants out of city shelters this past weekend. Thousands were expected to leave, but only three ended up getting kicked out. My colleague Adriana Cardona Magidan has more.
Simon Betancourt says he was notified of his eviction weeks ago. His bags were packed for days. He had been staying at the Elstone shelter on the north side. The 57-year-old has been trying to find work. He sells cigarettes on the streets to get by. He fears winding up on the streets of Chicago. So his plan is to request to go back to the shelter. Other migrants say they plan to reapply as well. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.
Far fewer Illinoisans are using short-term high-interest loans than just a few years ago. The Chicago Sun-Times reports Illinoisans took out more than a million high-cost loans in 2019, think payday and title loans, and accrued more than $600 million in interest and fees. In 2022, 105 loans generated less than $1,300 in fees. Sun-Times business and economy reporter Amy Yee says that's because of a 2021 state law that capped interest rates on those loans.
A lot of those high-cost lenders went out of business, where they moved out of Illinois because it was not financially viable anymore for them to do this.
Pawn shops were carved out of this legislation, but a new measure capping interest rates on pawn loans passed the Illinois legislature earlier this month. The governor needs to sign it for it to become law. A proposal in Springfield would ban the sale and distribution of some products made with so-called forever chemicals starting next year. PFAS chemicals can be found in everything from carpet to food packaging. Research has shown that some of these chemicals can be harmful to human health. The proposal would phase out the sale of certain products with intentionally added PFAS. Illinois Democratic State Senator Laura Fine is the bill's sponsor.
We need to lead the way in Illinois and nationwide in taking the necessary steps to prevent this compound from causing severe health issues and irreversible damage to our environment.
The bill would expand the ban to all products containing PFAS by 2032, unless those goods cannot be made without it. Crocuses, daffodils, and some tree species are blooming weeks ahead of schedule in the Chicago area due to climate change. Temperature largely drives spring blooms, and February was the warmest on record. But due to freezing conditions this week, the blooms will likely perish. That's according to Kim Shearer. She's the manager of new plant development at the Morton Arboretum.
As soon as the temperatures drop again and it freezes, anything that started in those flowers for reproduction is totally done. Because those embryos get frozen or those fertilized ovaries get frozen.
She says this is especially concerning for reproduction in local forests. To protect garden plants, the Arboretum recommends covering them until temperatures rise. Here are some other quick things you should know about today. Chicago police detectives are investigating after the downtown Chicago Islamic Center was vandalized last night. The Chicago Police Department reports an unidentified male broke a glass door at the center. The attack happened during the holy month of Ramadan. No one was hurt and no one is in custody. Palestinian and Muslim community organizers are urging Democratic voters to protest President Joe Biden during tomorrow's Illinois primary. The Sun-Times reports they're calling on voters to leave the presidential choices blank or to write in Gaza. The move is intended to show disapproval of the Biden administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. A slight chance of flurries today in Chicago. We'll see a high around 38, mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 31. Later today, the spring equinox is tomorrow. That means this week is your first of two chances to see Chicagohenge in 2024. It's a great excuse to stop for a minute and look at the sky above you.
I encourage everyone, look up. Don't have to look up for long. I know we're all busy, but look up and see what you see.
Aaron talks about Chicagohenge and our place in the cosmos with Michelle Nichols, the Director of Public Observing at the Adler Planetarium. That's today at 1 p.m. Thanks for listening. We'll see you then.